So, you did manage to come after all.
My dear Watson, I don't promise lightly. I even have the confetti. See? And I have to offer you my most hearty felicitations.
My dear Holmes.
John!
Leave me for your wife, of course.
John, that...
Yes, sure.
The only selfish action in our whole association that I can recall.
Forgive your time, eh?
Mr. Holmes!
Mrs. Watson, sincerest congratulations on this happy day.
Thank you, sir. I know my husband would have been sorely troubled not to have seen you.
Shall you be coming to the wedding breakfast, Holmes?
Alas, no.
Oh.
I'm sorry. A case?
John?
Well... We shouldn't keep the carriage waiting.
Yes, I relish the chance to practice my thrilling action.
My love, we shall see you on our return in home.
From your honeymoon, where are you going?
We must expect you, Mr. Holmes, to deduce that for yourself.
Bon voyage, Watson! Mrs. Watson!
The Blanched Soldier by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, dramatized for radio by Roger Daynes, with Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson, and featuring Hannah Gordon as Mrs. Watson and Robert Glenister as James Dodd. The Blanched Soldier.
Was over that way, Baldy.
Yes, sir, I did. Don't seem to be now, though, do they, Simpson? They're some way behind us, I reckon.
Hooked it back to Pretoria and safety, I shouldn't wonder. Anderson.
Corporal?
Take a turn back over our tracks. See if you can find them. Tell them to get a move on. The enemy isn't likely to wait about for us to catch him up.
No sooner said than done.
Down, Simpson! Get down!
Can you see them?
Not a thing. Kruger's friends know this broken belt ground too well.
Tell that to Anderson. He knows it by now. Too well.
We'll lose the horses in a second if we don't move quick.
You'd be mad to chance it, Emsworth. If we keep to cover, we can wait till the rest...
Wait for the enemy to pick us off at leisure? Not likely, Baldy. You with me?
Brave man. You go first. I'll give you a covering fire.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck yourself.
Here goes nothing, then.
They say there are two stages. The first is when one fears one's going to die.
Breathe deep.
The second, when one fears one's not going to die after all.
Try to watch the horizon.
John, I can't even see the horizon.
I'm sure I saw Cap Greenay just then.
Don't try to cheer me up. I just thank goodness the rest of our European tour will be by train.
Are you sure you wouldn't prefer to lie down?
Oh, no, John. No, John.
You're not doing too badly, you know. Even some of the crew are looking a bit green.
If you can't find anything more helpful to say...
I'm sorry. It won't be too long now.
You cannot be long back from South Africa, Mr. Dodd.
No. No, sir. A matter of a couple of months.
You had a satisfactory war.
That is, I survived it, Mr. Holmes.
You were in the Imperial Yeomanry, I perceive.
I was, yes.
Middlesex Corps, no doubt.
You must be some kind of wizard, Mr. Holmes.
On the contrary, I've lately been active in the exposure of a charlatan shaman of the utmost depravity.
The Turkish business, I read of it.
Yes, the newspapers favoured my involvement with their usual lack of accuracy.
Your own, though, sir, is astonishing to me. You see everything.
I see no more than you, Mr. Dodd. I notice what I see, that is all. You have a tan upon your face that an English sun could never give, a handkerchief carried in the sleeve instead of the pocket. With your bearing, that marks you.